Welcome to the Skull Splitter Dice Podcast, a podcast where we talk about everything Dungeons & Dragons. Visit us at skullsplitterdice.com for the best D&D dice in the realms. Enjoy the episode.
Hey there, everyone. Patrick Ferguson from Skull Splitter Dice here with another 5e guide for you. And today we're going to be talking about a race I'm sure most of you veterans have played, the Half-Elf. The Half-Elf is a popular choice among many beginner D&D players who aren't quite ready to jump into a fantastic or niche race, but also don't want to play something as vanilla as a pure human or elf. Featuring some of the benefits of both, the Half-Elf can be played in a variety of ways and might be readily accepted by their community or an absolute pariah depending on the campaign setting, DM, and the world that they're in. Mechanically speaking, they're quite versatile. Speaking to this the most is the fact that they get +2 to charisma and +1 to 2 stats of their choice, as well as 2 proficiencies starting out. From the elf side of their heritage, they can enjoy an advantage on saving throws against any charm spell or effect, and they can't be put to sleep using magic. The half-elf in 5e tends to bend a little chaotically as well. They aren't naturally inclined to bend the knee or follow the leader, as they cherish self-expression and freedom above all else. They also don't have much of a desire or use for followers. You also have dark vision and can speak, read, and write in common, elvish, and another language of your choice. You can definitely see that this versatility lends them to just about any class that they would like. Now, in terms of whether your character is accepted or a social pariah, this really just depends on the campaign setting. There are some worlds where half-elves are considered ambassadors between both elves and humans, able to offer fresh perspectives from both cultures. While on the other hand, there are definitely some settings that have natural prejudices against so-called half-breeds, and these will definitely make themselves known, to the point where some half-elves will even use bandanas to cover up their pointy ears and the like. This really just depends on the campaign setting, and I highly recommend discussing it with your DM in order to get a better sense of your character's backstory. As for what you should name your half-elf character, this is kind of where their chaotic, independent nature really comes in. If they were born to humans, they would most likely take an elvish name, and if they were born to elves, they would more than likely take a human name, just to add a little bit of extra rebellion to their character more than anything. So what classes best fit half-elves? Well, the mechanics give the half-elf plenty of options when it comes to playing just about any class that you want, but because of the chaotic bent that they have, there are definitely some classes that fit better than others if you're really into the role-playing side of things. Playing something like a paladin or a cleric might be a strange choice, even with that boost to charisma, if not only because the type of religions that a half-elf would be interested in joining are no doubt unusual, to say the least. Playing something like a bard, a warlock, or a sorcerer, on the other hand, is definitely a great choice. The magic might naturally show itself, creating a wild magic sorcerer, or perhaps the half-elf finds that its ancestors had a dalliance with a dragon of some kind, and long dormant dragon-based magic has decided to show itself all of a sudden. The dark vision, advantage on saves, and extra stat boosts help strengthen a usually less than sturdy class. Bards are a natural fit as well, as the half-elf knows how to move between different worlds, so to speak. They also know many different languages and can fit into a wide array of different colleges of bard that already exist. They may love the entertainment because of the feeling of acceptance they get while entertaining the masses. They may like being able to move from place to place, turning that not from any one culture kind of thing into a strength as opposed to a weakness. Warlock builds can also be quite fascinating. Does the half-elf get tempted by a fiend due to the anger of not belonging and reckless chaotic living? Do they come into contact with the Feywild or recklessly gain the attention of the Great Old One? Xanathar's Guide to Everything offers some pretty interesting builds in this regard. Fighter, Barbarian, and Ranger don't really pair that well with a half-elf, and a monk could potentially be interesting, especially if you're going for that loner type of character, but I only recommend doing this if you have some really good stat rolls. A build I definitely like to bring attention to is the Half-Elf Rogue. While not exactly obvious from a mechanical perspective, a chaotic neutral Half-Elf Rogue can indeed be an intriguing character to play. The charisma can allow you to gather information, talk your way into places, and talk your way out of trouble, which you know is eventually going to happen. The +1 initial stats can go to Wisdom and Dexterity, and this can allow you to build an intriguing rogue that can not only get some basic builds out of the player's handbook, but also the inquisitive, the mastermind, or even the swashbuckler out of Xanathar's Guide to Everything. I want to close this video out with one quick tip, and that's to avoid playing the elf 2 kind of character. A lot of people have the tendency to play a half-elf the exact same way that they would an elf. Whatever that means to you and your world, I'm sure differs from person to person, but they do tend to play them without the flavor that makes a half-elf unique. Obviously, you can do whatever you want, and some people have a story-based reason as to why a half-elf might behave this way, but I would also say that you're kind of denying yourself the flavor that comes along with playing a person that comes from two different cultures. So as you can see, whether you're a beginner or a veteran, playing a half-elf means that you'll have a lot of versatility when it comes to building your character, as well as a lot of potential for role-playing moments. If you guys plan on building a character for your next campaign that is a half-elf, I would love to hear about it down in the comments. I see so few of them that turn out to be the same, except for when they're doing the whole elf 2 mistake thing. Thank you guys so much for watching this video. I really appreciate it. Be sure to like and subscribe. We put out new videos like this every week. And until next time, my name is Patrick Ferguson with Skull Splitter Dice. Farewell.
Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe so you never miss out.